Good morning. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. Let me give you the lessons to begin with, as soon as I find them. The Old Testament is Jeremiah 31, 23 to 25. The Epistle, Romans 6, 19 to 23. The Gospel, Mark 8, 1 through 9. And the closing hymn, hymn 50. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us. And for his sake, grant us remission of all our sins. And by the Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake, forgives all our sins. To them that believes on his name, he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. O God, whose never failing providence orders all things both in heaven and on earth, we humbly beseech thee to put away from us all hurtful things, and to give us those things that would be profitable for us. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And we we confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Old Testament reading for this morning is Jeremiah 31, verses 23 to 25. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of justice, and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Judah itself, and in all the cities thereof, together husbandmen, and they that go forth with their flocks. For I have sustained the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. So far. The Epistle, Romans chapter 6, verse 19 to 23. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members, servants, unto uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your member servants to righteousness and unto holiness. For when we were the servants of sin, we were freed from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things thereof? Ye are now ashamed, for the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, of course, is everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So far. The Gospel according to Saint Mark, Chapter 8, 1 through 9. In those days, a multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days, and they have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from afar. And his disciples answered him, From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? And he said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks, break them, gave them to the disciples to sit before them, and they did eat. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. And so they did eat and were filled. And they took up the broken meat that was left over, and they had 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000. And then he sent them away. So far. This morning's sermon theme It is the Christian's goal. And it's from our epistle reading, Romans chapter 6, verse 22. But now, being freed from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. So far. Like I said a moment ago, this morning's sermon theme is the Christian's goal. This simply means that whatever we say this morning will be about Christians. A remarkable thing has happened to the person who is a Christian. At some time in his or her life, a complete change has taken place within that person. Our sermon text speaks of this change in these words when it says, but now being made free from sin and become a servant to God. Before this change took place, we were slaves to sin. There was no true love for God. As a matter of fact, God did not even enter into our thinking. This is to be a slave to sin. For sin is a rebellion against God. Sin is an attempt to live independently from God, pay no attention whatsoever to the will of his creator, and the will to do filthy things that God forbids. But then a change took place in us. We were made free from sin. And we saw sin for the first time for what it really is, and that is rebellion against our Maker. We understood for the first time the awfulness of living independently of God, and we learned to hate sin. And in that moment, we were made free from sin and was made a servant of God. We were freed from the evil master of serving our sinful self and now became the servant of a new master, our holy God. We found a new will to be served, and that will was the perfect will of God. And when did this remarkable change take place? Well, it could have taken place when, as an infant, we received the washing of the cleansing water of holy baptism. In that blessed sacrament, the Holy Spirit cleanses the infant of its sin, giving it, through word and water, the forgiveness that Jesus procured when he died on the cross. And through that blessed sacrament, the cleansed infant is, in every sense, made a child of God, one who is made free from sin, one who is made a servant of God. Or this change could have taken place when, as a mature person, he or she heard of and believed in Jesus Christ as his or her Savior. What is important to remember and understand is that the Christian was made free from sin and was made a child of God. The Christian did not achieve this by his or her own effort. They didn't make up their minds to be done, to be done with sin and to serve God. This was not done by him or her. It was done for them. To be set free from sin and being made a servant of God is entirely the work of God. The love of God for sinners moved God to save sinners. It moved God to send his eternal Son to this earth, that he would become our substitute, doing all things that we failed to do and could not do. Where we failed to fulfill the law, Jesus fulfilled it all and obtained for all the perfect obedience that we need to be righteous before God. Where we should have suffered the punishment of eternal death for our sins, Christ suffered the punishment for all upon his cross. God's love moved God to do all this for us, and even more than this. God's love for us moved God to send his Holy Spirit to us, that he might, through the Word of God, reveal this wonderful grace of God in Christ Jesus, so we would be led to believe in the redemptive work of Jesus. To receive this gift of faith is all important, for the Word of God teaches that whosoever believes what the Word teaches about Jesus shall be saved. When one is led by the Holy Spirit to believe and trust in the work of Christ, all the work of Jesus is continued or is counted to his or her credit. But this is not the goal of the Christian. Let us now hear what the fullness of that goal is. But now, being made free from sin and become servants of God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and that end is everlasting life. The fullness of the goal itself is everlasting life. Our great incentive, an incentive that is able to carry us through the most hectic days, is the assurance that there always lies before us an everlasting life. We were made for everlasting life, to live with God forever. And when we fell into sin, God restored us through his plan of salvation, having his Son die instead of us. To this work of Christ, the Lord Jesus himself adds the unbreakable promise, "He that believes on the Son hath everlasting life." But many people do not believe that there is an everlasting life. Many people say that when we die, we merely vanish into oblivion. They say there is no proof, no evidence of everlasting life. No evidence? Oh, but there is evidence. There is proof of an everlasting life. And it is treasured by all those who have received the gift of faith from God. The evidence centers in our Lord Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. We have this promise from him who is in possession of everlasting life, and that promise is this: "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." This, then, is a Christian's goal: everlasting life. We Christians never forget where God is bringing us. The Christian religion is a religion of hope. Hope that strongly sustains us through every hour of our life, to the very last moment, death. May God give each of us the gift of a genuine faith in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide unto the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Closing hymn 50.